Nottoway Valley Wrestling has continued to make a major impact this season in both tournaments and in duels. This is a team that strategizes on how to get better on the mats as a whole, not just as a group of individuals going out to every meet or duel. Head coach Brad Hunold has been especially impressed with how his team has prepared for the duels while working together along the way.
People a lot of times don't realize all the things that go into being a successful dual team, especially. You know, tournament team is, when you go on Saturdays, generally that's each guy needs to take care of their own responsibility, you know, and their part in things. And if they do their job and place where we kind of think they need to place, the team part of it takes care of itself. But in the duels, you know, so many times that takes some strategy. And the amount of time that I spend and our other coaches spend just kind of looking at teams we're going to wrestle and then talking to kids, hey, we need you to weigh in here, but we may bump you up here, so on and so forth. And like I said, the kids just, they're very selfless when it comes down to that. They want to do what's best for the team.
Speaking of selfless athletes, both Trenton Warner and Ashton Hunold have not only jumped up in their individual records, but have been catalysts in helping the team. Warner is currently 20-1 overall as a junior, while Hunold sits at 19-1 as a sophomore, as they both fought hard to take top spots in the Pride of Iowa Conference. These are two wrestlers that any coach would love to have on their team.
When I came over and Trent was a freshman, he had a very solid freshman season, especially for a heavyweight, you know, over 35 wins, just did a phenomenal job. And we brought Ashton over last year during his freshman year. And those two, it are two of our upper weights, just, you know, that you hear it all the time when you talk about wrestling, about iron sharpens iron. You know, they make each other better every single day in the practice room. You know, not a day goes by or a go goes by in the wrestling room where they're not just, you know, neither one of them ever want to give up a point or a takedown or anything to each other. And so, you know, they just battle it out every single day. And on top of that, you know, they're two of probably the hardest workers that you'll see. You know, they're multi-sport athletes. They're the kind of kids that participate in 3 and 4 sports a season. You know, a lot of good coaches preach that. And so that's what those two do. They work their tail off in the weight room. They're just two of the best kids that you could ask for to be leaders in your program. And obviously when they do that stuff, the right stuff outside of the room, it reflects inside the room and then in competition. And, you know, that's the story of the tale of the tape for those two guys.
Looking at some underdog wrestlers this season, both Kason Hansen and Bradley Gebby have jumped up and taken spots in some tournaments this season. Gebby may just be 3-5 overall, but he took first place in the Lennox Invitational against Blake Sharp in a 6-4 decision, and has only continued to get better from that Invitational and on. Hansen already has 19 wins this season, which is a vast improvement from the junior's 2 previous seasons, while also finishing in 5th in the Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament.
Bradley Gebby, his senior year, he's really been a great leader and working his tail off. You know, he's had a tournament championship in Lennox. He was a runner-up at POI. Kason Hansen's a kid that, I don't know if he had 15 wins in his first 2 seasons. He's at least equaled that this year, wrestling really well. He's a kid that put all kinds of time in. That kid puts in 2 to 3 workouts a day, you know, outside of what we do. In the wrestling room, he spent all of the off season training at, you know, up at Grandview, going to camps, and that's really reflecting right now in what he's doing.
Nottoway Valley returns back from the break with a full slate of wrestling ahead of them. They have a quad dual match on January 2nd against Greene County, Lennox, and Martinsdale St. Mary's, followed by a tournament at Tri-Center. These are both crucial wins for the Wolverines coming out of the break.
You know, those duels are important, and we really want to look forward to those and win those. But that kind of catapults what the second half of our season looks like. If we can go out and get 3 duel wins net, you know, on Tuesday, we feel like that's really going to set the tone for what the second half of the season will be like.
Nottoway Valley will host the quad duel this upcoming Tuesday, January 2nd at 5:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.